by Chris Crook. Muskie, an even more impressive win today than on debut.
Not bad for an orphan, eh?
Well, he is an orphan. Tell us about that story.
Well, his mother died when he was 3 hours old, and basically my husband raised him. He made a pet of him, and a big pet of him. It's probably one of the horses he follows most closely. And he bucket fed him till he was about 6 months old. So he's always been a spin. His playmate was a tree.
Well, obviously it's a great story as he goes on. What he did today was awesome.
Super impressive, wasn't it? Yeah, I couldn't be happier with him.
What David had to say, that he just let him down, and when he did, he just found three lengths really quickly and he destroyed them.
Yes, he's got a high cruising speed, which makes it hard for those trying to stay in touch with him, but as he said, he just gave him one cut with the whip and three lengths on them, and then he stays at that speed, which is, yeah, pretty good for a two-year-old.
Now, he's owned by?
He's owned in a partnership, and Richard Latham and his wife are here today. The other couple in him are away on holiday at the moment, and I'm sure they'll be watching it somewhere in Australia.
All right, the temptation is to slip him across the water and have a go at a race in Melbourne. Are you going to contemplate that?
The temptation's definitely there, and it's very, very strong. We will see how he pulls up. If he pulls up well and everything's right, there is every possibility we'll go.
There is a two-year-old race at Moonee Valley on the 23rd of June, and the two-year-old races are reasonably falling away because, well, the real high class and the high caliber ones are the Spelling. Would it be Moonee Valley where it can enhance the chances of a horse that's got plenty of early speed?
I just heard David saying to Richard about the race at Moonee Valley, so obviously it's been on his mind too. And that is one. It would either be there, or it'll be at one of the tracks where a front runner is advantaged.
All right, well done, Chris, and let's hope that Muskie continues on. And I can hardly wait to see him next season as a three-year-old if he develops, as we all hope he will.
Oh, I hope he does. And thanks, Pete.
So beautiful.